State Warriors recently wrapped up a 1-1 record in the Sacramento-based California Classic Summer League, where they defeated the hometown Kings in OT and fell to the Miami Heat. We'll hear from Summer League head coach Chris Weems, draft picks Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody, as well as youngsters Jordan Shackle, Selim Olugbe, and Justinian Jessup. Arsene Davis with Coach Chris Weems. It's been a while since you've actually been on the court. Is it nice just to get out there?
You better believe it. It's been about 6 months, something like that.
Yeah.
But no, I'm excited about it. I know the staff is, and I'm sure the players should be too. They're starting this journeys for the draft picks and for the other guys just trying to get a spot in the NBA.
Obviously, this summer league is an extension of the main team, the Golden State Warriors. With Steve Kerr over in Tokyo, how much interaction do you have with him as these games are going to go along?
You know, it's we want Steve to go over there and bring that, help bring the gold medal back. So it hasn't been a whole lot of interaction. But any other time, Steve's a phone call away, a text away. You know, I have a good relationship with him, as well as I know he has with the other coaches. So it gives me confidence that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And you got to take the marching orders from the boss.
Absolutely. It's only been 3 or 4 days of practices and shoot-arounds, but what have you seen out of the guys that you're pleased with?
You know, the pace of practice has been pretty good. We haven't been going very long. Understanding that these guys have been through the draft process, or they've just been training, figuring out how to get ready for these games. The other thing is the concentration. Like, what are we doing on the court to play Warriors basketball, which is the good to great passing, understanding who your teammates are, playing unselfishly, and then defensively just making sure we communicate. Even if we do, if we mess up some coverages, that we're in the right spots, we communicate and we rebound.
We got the Kings. We got the Heat. But it's more about the Warriors, isn't it? I mean, what, 5% is maybe about what the opposition's doing?
Yeah, we're not worried too much about it. Obviously, when the game gets going, we'll be able to, you know, recognize some tendencies, and we're going to be familiar with a number of the players. The more important thing is just how we play. Our process of getting better starts right now. So, like, we're keenly aware of that, and we want to make sure game to game the guys are getting what they need so they can improve and be ready for the next season.
You once said one of your jobs as a G League coach is to make elite role players. I would think you did that with JTA. You have to be proud of the season he had.
I'm so happy for Juan. He's, you try not to have favors as a coach, but because I coached him in Santa Cruz and did a lot of player development with him, watching film, doing extra work, and then he's just kind of worked his way up. He's made himself indispensable. And so that player development thing is important, not just to our staff, but to the players. They see that we care about them, want to see their growth. And then at some point, they're going to figure out a way to get on the court and help the Warriors win. So the player development piece is really important, and Juan's a big proponent of that.
The Warriors would win the first game of the California Classic, 89-82, over the Sacramento Kings in overtime, behind 13 points from rookie Jordan Shackle. Our sideline reporter James Kincaid wrangled the San Diego State product after the game.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, RC. Jordan, took a little extra time, but you got it done. What are your thoughts, your first summer league game?
First professional game, it felt awesome. Just being out here in this, you know, environment, it was amazing.
What does it mean to you to put on that uniform, first professional game, like you said? Just can you put into words just what that means to you?
Not really. I don't want to let it seep in, but it means a lot. Just great organization. I've looked up to them for years, and to finally, you know, put on the jersey, it means a lot.
You had it going, especially early on. What were you seeing out there that was working for you?
You know, it's just different than college, more spacing. I feel like I can get my shot off, and they went in tonight.
Last thing for you, what are you looking to accomplish? What are your goals here in summer league?
Win it all. There's no other goal. We got to win it all.
Not to be outdone, 11 points, 6 boards, and 2 steals from last year's draft pick, Justinian Jessup.
With Justinian Jessup after the Warriors win against Sacramento in the California Classic. And Justinian, I know I was impressed tonight because your shot wasn't falling, but you kind of got to the grind and you made some other things that helped the cause. Your stat sheet filled out pretty nicely other than the shooting. Tell me a little bit about it. Was there a little anxiousness wearing an NBA jersey for the first time?
Maybe a little bit. I guess in the first half, you know, I mean, technically it was like a real game. So, I mean, it was good to have that first experience, you know. I know it's not a real NBA game, but it was still good to get out there in front of like real fans and under the lights and stuff. So, yeah, no, it definitely felt like it. And, yeah, it took a little jitters out of the first half and stuff to get going. So, no, it was all right, though.
Warrior fans have been following your progress over in the NBL and in Australia. But tell me a little bit about this experience now. What have you talked about with the front office and the coaches, and what do they expect of you in the summer league?
I haven't talked to the front office much, but, I mean, I think I'm just going to go in there and just play my game, you know. go in there, you know, try to hit shots, really work on defensive end, you know, because that's going to be a big, big thing for me going forward. So probably just those things.
First time I get a chance to talk to you. Let's go back to your draft night. Were you surprised, or did you have an idea that the Warriors were going to take you in the second round?
I knew there was a chance, but to be honest, I wasn't totally expecting it. So it was an amazing surprise. Unfortunately, I was in quarantine in Australia by myself, so that part of it wasn't great. But it was still a really cool moment. Seeing my name called and whatnot.
What was it like playing in a foreign country, even though they do have a common language,
yeah,
but it's still not home? What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't super, the transition wasn't like super difficult, just like you said, same, they speak English obviously, and the people there are really cool, and my teammates made the adjustment really easy, but it was still, you know, after month 5, 6, 7, you know, yeah, it gets to be a grind, and you don't see your family for however long. It was tough, and so you learn lessons through that, and I'm just going to try to take those with me as I go along my journey.
What are you better at now after a year in that league than to maybe coming out of college?
I think just handling failure, handling, you know, like maybe a couple years ago, if I had that first half tonight, you know, where I go 0-6, 0-5 or whatever, you know, I kind of just shut down for the rest of the game. But, you know, just try to get myself back into it, stay with it, keep playing hard, try and talk to my teammates. So probably, you know, just stuff like that, responding to failure.
I know that, you know, you got some high praise from Steve Kerr when you were over there and Andrew Bogut as well. And I have to tell you, we know Andrew. He is not one to sort of put, you know, icing on something that doesn't need icing. So from what was that like when you hear people like that give you that kind of confidence?
I'm super grateful, and I definitely think it boosts my confidence and just keeps boosting my self-belief a little bit, but still, you know, I got to go out there and prove it, you know. It's one thing for them to say it, but I got to believe in myself and go out there and take care of business, and, you know, that's what this summer league stuff is for, you know, going out there and trying to prove I, you know, belong here, belong at this level.
And you have a college teammate on the team.
Yeah, DA, let's go, man. Can't wait to see him in Vegas.
So finally, I guess as I wrap this up, you know, what would you like to have happened, like, during this experience in summer league? What would you like to see happen for you?
Man, you know, I think just the defensive side of the ball is just so, like, even tonight I'm just, you know, playing against Mitchell and whoever that other little guard was, you know, just being able to guard those guys. I mean, because dudes in the NBA are going to be better than those dudes, you know? I mean, so just continuing to improve on the defensive end and getting comfortable playing at this speed and pace and getting shots off against longer guys, more athletic guys. I think probably that's, you know, the biggest things I'm looking for.
Between contests, the voice of the Summer League Dubs, Kevin Dana, spoke with impressive rookie, big man, Selim Wogbe.
Kevin Dana here for Warriors Radio alongside Golden State Warriors Summer League big Selim Wogbe, who played this last season in the G League bubble in Orlando with the Santa Cruz Warriors, helping lead the C-Dubs to the semifinals. And so, Selim, we'll start with this. What's it like being here in Sacramento and then going on to Vegas for your first Summer League stint?
I would say it's a great feeling, especially knowing that last year we didn't get this opportunity. So I'm really just taking it in, trying to enjoy myself, really, you know, make the most of it, leave everything I have out here, and just make a lasting impression.
So you played for the Santa Cruz Warriors, but outside of like a quarantine for like 6 days or so before you guys flew to Orlando, you never got to actually play in Santa Cruz. You are a California guy. I'm just curious, how familiar are you with Santa Cruz?
So not too much. We were able to go for a week, but only out a couple of days before we had to be on like strict lockdown. So I was able to explore a little bit, but not as much as I would have liked. But from what I've heard, family and friends, they all love Santa Cruz. And so I can't wait to, if I have the opportunity to go back, to actually get to explore and meet some of the citizens of the city and, you know, just kind of explore and see what, you know, Santa Cruz has to offer. But I've heard nothing but great things.
Well, he played very well for Santa Cruz in the bubble, top five in the G League in blocks, and led the league in field goal percent for everyone who attempted at least two shots, 83%. I mean, what were some of your key takeaways from your stint with Chris Weems and the Santa Cruz Warriors?
I would say some of my key takeaways were playing the right way and being professional. So regardless of if I didn't play or played heavy minutes, it'd be, you know, the same ideology of staying ready, being prepared and ready to go whenever my name is called, as well as trying to make impact on the court wherever possible. You know, maybe my shots ain't falling or I get to the foul line and I'm missing. Okay, well, then get some boards, set some good screens for my teammates, get them open, get them involved, and always put the team first. I feel like is one of the biggest things I've taken away from last season.
One of your teammates who was there in the bubble and now is with you here in Sacramento and Las Vegas, Ryan Taylor, a guy who's been really good for Santa Cruz the last couple of seasons. What's it like playing with Ryan?
It's great. It's like a get out of jail free card for that three-pointer. This dude can hit from anywhere on the court. It's really fun to play with a shooter like that because, like I said, I feel like if I have an open shot and he has an open one, I'm giving that up every single time because I know – you know, it's a very good percentage that he's going to hit it. So I know he's kept us in a few close ones, and he definitely gave us that edge to kind of break away when we needed to back in the bubble. So I know he's going to do some amazing things again in summer league.
You know, both your name and Ryan Taylor's name have been mentioned as, you know, people to look out for in the summer league roster for the Golden State fans who aren't quite familiar with the guys who played in Santa Cruz. How close do you feel to the NBA, I mean, this time as opposed to last year when you were just coming out of a D2 school?
I feel like I learned a lot of things in the bubble and was around a lot of vets and, you know, players that were in the league for a year or two that had a lot of experience that they were able then to share with me. So I feel like a lot more experience from the standpoint of doing what I need to in order to, you know, slide into a roster spot and be able to produce and, you know, help a team win or even, you know, give them the challenge that they need, and really improve every day. That's always my goal. And so that's my main focus. And that's what I strive for every single day.
Well, let's step off the court a little bit. Mentioned you're a D2 guy, Azusa Pacific, and while you were there, you majored in biochemistry. What led you to that major, and what was it like handling both a biochem major and college basketball at the same time?
So I actually ended up on that major as a mistake because I was originally a biology major, which is similar but not quite the same. Because of some classes that I needed that were prerequisites for other ones I needed to take that I hadn't taken until my junior year, I had to switch my major in order to get out on time. And so I ended up having to change to biochem and a few other things as well as, you know, taking another semester. But I was able to finish with the biochemistry major, which was, like I said, very, very similar. Being able to juggle that between, you know, the biochem major and basketball was pretty tough. I'd say a huge help was my coaches being understanding and knowing that some days because of lab conflicts I had to miss practice, but they knew that I would make up the work and I'd be good for it. You know, I wouldn't be quote unquote ducking out anything. So I'd say they were a huge help in understanding my goals of both being an excellent basketball player, but also excelling in my academics. So their understanding that made all the difference and allowed me to really, you know, do what I needed to be successful in both, which did require a lot of sacrifices, but I thought was worth it.
So when you do graduate, and we'll, just a couple more questions here, when you retire eventually from playing professional basketball, are we talking scientist, doctor? What are you thinking?
So originally the plan was medical doctor. I couldn't really see myself in a lab, but I could definitely see myself being a medical doctor. But, you know, depending on how long my career is, that's something that's gonna have to wait. And, you know, I'll kind of get there when I do make that game time decision.
And we'll end on this. Your father was a member of the Ghanaian national cycling team. You know, as a budding professional basketball player, have you thought about playing for the Ghanaian national basketball team? Is that something in your future potentially?
I have thought of it. To my knowledge, I'm not sure if they do have one, a basketball team at least, because I know soccer is the main sport in the country. But it definitely would be something that I'd love to join and be a part of in the future if you know, we could get it started up.
Golden State would drop the second game of the Classic, 94-87, to the Heat, but it was the pro debut for draft picks Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody. The two combined for 37 points and 10 boards, and spoke after the game.
Got the first one out of the way. How did it feel? Were you comfortable out there? And, you know, how was the speed of the game and all that thing?
I was really comfortable at first, you know. I've been playing a minute since the bubble, and I really wanted to go out there and just get my sweat out and just show that I improved on some stuff.
How did you feel defending the five tonight, going up against a guy like your seven? Just proved himself here in Sacramento.
I mean, like I always say, I was well gifted with my body, you know. I feel like guarding the five, it's going to happen sometimes. And I just got to get ready to it to be ready to guard five. But I feel good. I feel like you feel normal.
When you are guarding big, like, what is the biggest challenge for you?
The biggest challenge is starting first before you go in this position. That's the only thing I feel like I got to really work on at this point because, like I said, I'm going to be able someday to guard five every single day or sometimes. I just got to learn that.
How close do you feel you are to making a real impact in the NBA, like meaningful minutes and that kind of thing?
I feel like I can impact the right way. You know, just get ready, just learn all the plays and try to get better. Try to just stay around Steph and Clay and Jim and learn a lot of stuff real quick. And I feel like I can impact just right away.
I know it's just after the game, you haven't watched any film or anything, but is there anything that stands out as far as something you'd like to do better next time?
I just reduce some of my turnover. I gotta have the first decision to just give it up instead of trying to think twice and pass it.
Have you talked to Steph or Clay?
I spoke to Draymond a couple times. Steph texted me just the first time I got drafted. I seen Clay 2 days before I left San Francisco, so I've been in touch with those guys.
What's that been like so far?
Talking to them? I mean, it's been cool, you know. Just trying to congratulate me. You know, they all tell me they love to have me here. And just right when we get back for training camp, let's get to work.
Were you a little bit possibly scared when you kind of touched the sky up there and you came down pretty kind of hard, look like?
I didn't know it was going to fall that way. So, you know, like I got to say, everything matters. Everything that the team needed me to do to win a game or those type of plays. I know I'm athletic and I can't let that go. You know, those are a lot of things I got to be more consistent on and just do it.
I know it's still early, but what kind of G League prepared you for today that perhaps maybe Moody or other rookies are still going to have to be used to?
Just being more consistent. I watch a lot of films in G League, and I feel like most of the time, I wasn't being aggressive, and that's pretty much what Moody and pretty much the guys that come from college got to do it because everybody knows how to play this way. Next day you're going to come and guard Steph. Next day you're going to come and guard, like, KD. So you just got to stay aggressive every single day, especially with the teams I'm playing with. They're not going to need me to score 40 points and 50. They're just going to need me to be aggressive every single night.
Which of your plays or your drives did you like the most tonight?
I feel like the dunk I had, transition, and I think that was the best play I had.
You still thinking about, man, I should have dunked on the dude again?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I'm still thinking about it. I was a little far. I don't know. Maybe people saw us closer, but me, I think I was a little far to dunk it, but.
Yeah, learning experience, definitely. My first time on that stage, playing on that floor in an actual game, so. Just learning why I feel like it was a good experience.
What was the biggest adjustment or surprise, if any, just once you got up and did a cool time?
Probably how long the game was. You know, I'm used to just, you know, watching those games. I can get up, go get something to eat, come back, all that. But when you're out there on the floor, it's you there, and it's a long game.
When you saw that on this, so this is different than Vegas because this is an actual NBA arena. Did that feel a little different to me? Good to make your debut here?
Not really. I mean, I done played on NBA floors before. The actual court was a lot more spacious. There was a lot more space out there, but the arena didn't have much effect.
Yeah. What moments did you like? What moments maybe didn't you like?
I mean, you know, it's a basketball game, so it's going to be ups and downs. You just try to have more ups and downs, really. So, I mean, I was anticipating some mistakes and some small adjustments, but yeah, I mean, overall, I think it was a positive showing. You know, we got to come out with the win, though. That's the number one thing. So we fell short of that. So the overall goal wasn't accomplished.
How crucial do you think your corner three could be, you know, especially early in your career? I mean, I think you hit two of them tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I pride myself on, especially as a young player, just hitting open shots. They were good
paint touch kickouts, and that's what that's our coaching staff preaches. We go over that all the time in practice. So yeah, you got to hit those shots, especially when in a real game, when that pass is coming from Draymond or somebody like that, you got to be sure to hit those.
What do you think is really good tonight?
Yeah, he had a really good showing. Played really physical, above the rim, stepped out, hit some pull ups. Yeah, I think he had a really good showing.
What did kind of advice give you about this level that helped you?
Yeah, really, I have been saying it all this time, just saying that he really prepared us and prepared me for this level and all that. But even when I was talking in, I didn't really know how much he actually did prepare me for this level. I mean, coming into practice, I don't know if it has something to do with him coaching at Golden State, but a lot of the stuff we do in practice and a lot of stuff Coach preaches, like we did it in college all the time. Rather, if it's rebounding through the elbows or some of the drills we've done, and I've done a lot of it.
How did you feel about your game on the defense again tonight?
One thing I was priding myself on, and Coach really talked about, is no middle drives. So that's something I was focused on. I feel like I did a pretty good job. I think I let up two middle drives throughout the game, and that was my main focus, really just limiting those. Because, I mean, it's my first NBA game, so I'm really just trying to pick certain things to really get better at, and it's mostly all about development.
Is that leading just to kind of get the first one out of the way?
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, those first, the butterflies and all that of your first showing, not knowing what it's going to be like, getting those behind you, and now we can focus on next learning experience.
A lot of wings don't really have a philosophy toward rebounding, but it looks like you do. I mean, what makes you go after those?
It's a separator. Like you say, a lot of wings don't do it. So I feel like that's a way for me to get an edge, a way for me to help my team. Just small little nuances that a lot of people that didn't get a lot of attention, just finding my little niche, and that's one of my things.
Is something you've always done or something
you
developed?
I mean, I've always been a tall, lanky guard, so I've had that advantage rebounding through the wings and things like that. But at Arkansas, Coach really, he really wanted me to do that and was telling me that's going to be a big separator, just being an offensive rebounder as well as defensive. So that's something I really worked on when I got there.
How did it feel to get your first dunk at the NBA level?
It felt pretty good. You know, just to get up there, hang on the rim a little bit without getting the tech, you know, it felt good. I pulled up and everything. I definitely would have got it.
The Summer Warriors now head to Las Vegas for 5 games and possibly a 6th at the NBA Summer League, beginning Monday the 9th at 5 o'clock Pacific versus the Orlando Magic. Search Warriors for Warriors Sound wherever you get your podcasts.